Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, we have extra big deals for a very limited time, so you can get Dad the gift he's been wishing for. Get a free select Craftsman, DeWalt, or Kobalt battery when you buy a select combo kit. Plus, save $90 on a Kobalt 24-volt battery string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now $129. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the voice from outside. Was it a message? And if so, what did it mean?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, why not share your real ghost stories with us? Because we like to hear them and share them. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write in, do that at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And one of my favorite people on the planet with me today, Harper.
Hello, Average Carol.
I know, I am so average. How are you doing today, Average Harper?
I'm doing very, very good.
So you went yesterday and had a little fun.
Yes, I went to a kayak park with no kayaks.
Was that just being a rebel and it's like, I'm going to go to the kayak park. I'm going to take in a kayak. Nobody can tell me what to do. Or was it what?
We took floaties and it was much better. I would much rather do that than a kayak.
So you just did floaties down the river or whatever it was?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh my God, how fun.
I got like flipped like 5 times. That was great. That was great though.
And it's really hot.
Yes, like an immense heat. It's...
Went to a baseball game in the middle of the day on Wednesday of this week because I've always wanted to do that. Just take a day off to go to a baseball game in your own town. I'm like, how fun would that be? So, of course, I picked the day that it was 110 or 12 with the heat index. It was pretty miserable, but it was fun. And we lost in brilliant fashion. They scored 19. We scored 10. I knew it was bad when at the end of the game, they're like, coming into pitch is left fielder. And I'm like, okay, we're like so out of this game. We now have the left fielder pitching, but whatever. We lost brilliantly. So you want to hear a ghost story?
Yes.
So here's one. It says, I wanted to share my personal haunted experience with you. When I was little in the 1970s, from about ages 2 to 8, my parents' little brother and I often took trips up to the log cabin my grandparents built in the 1930s. It was in northern Michigan, a beautiful spot on a lake. So many wonderful times were spent there, fishing, wading in the rocky water, feeding the ducks, having 4th of July barbecues next to the beach. My grandmother spent her summers there, and we visited that time of year and stayed with her. My grandfather passed away in 1967 before I was born. I always slept in the front bedroom next to the driveway. My parents slept in the back room with my brother, and my grandmother had the middle room. I can remember lying in bed looking up at the knotted logs on the ceiling, just amazed at how a house could actually be built from real logs. There was a window directly behind the headboard to my bed. One night when I was about 5 years old, I was awake in the middle of the night and I heard a deep male voice right outside the window, distinctly and sternly say, and I'm going to preface this with Harper, this creeps me out. She heard a voice say, I want my daughter back. Isn't that creepy? Like, of all the things you could hear in the middle of the night?
Yeah, that's unsettling.
Unsettling, no kidding. I want my daughter back. Ooh. In a panic, I ran to my parents' room at the back of the cabin and told them what I had heard. They both grumbled and told me the sound was just grandma snoring. But no, wait, so like, I know it's a kid, and so you're like going to tell them whatever it takes to get their mind off of it, but I want my daughter back, and grandma snoring would be two very different sounds.
Yes, very much so.
So the kid bought it, and it says, reassured, because parents are always right, I went back to bed and truly forgot about the incident. We continued to make trips up to the cabin for the next couple of years, and nothing strange happened. Just fantastic summer days and wonderful memories. After my grandmother passed away in 1981, we returned to the cabin to pack up her things. I slept in the same bedroom I always had. I was awakened in the middle of the night by a man's voice right outside my window demanding, any guesses?
I want my daughter back.
I want my daughter back. Yes, good guess. Immediately, I recalled it happening years before and lay frozen in the bed, paralyzed with fright. I didn't dare even get out of bed this time, but pulled the covers up and prayed for silence. I didn't hear it again, but I knew it was not my grandmother snoring that time. She wasn't there. I know when my grandparents built their cabin, they hired various local men to help. It was during the Great Depression, and I can imagine many of the people in the area experienced loss and difficulty. I wonder to this day if maybe the voice I heard was that of some poor soul who had lost his child or his family during those hard times. I have not experienced any other ghost-like things in the years since, though some have been very strange, unexplained things have occurred in my life, including dreams that have come true. I even dreamed of my husband about a week before we met. My sister and brother have numerous encounters with spirits and sleep paralysis. I'm urging them to write into you guys as well. Thank you for your amazing podcast. I'm officially hooked. Thoughts on that, Harper?
That was creepy.
What do you think? Like, to hear it twice and so many years apart, that's the weird thing to me. Like, she has these really terrific memories. This place was like ideal. They did all kinds of fun things. It was a really fun place to go. And then twice, the exact same thing happened.
I want my daughter back.
I don't know. I don't know what that was. I mean, she doesn't even have a theory as to what it might be. And nobody else seemed to have heard it. And I'm going to guess the first time it happened, she didn't really share that with anybody because the parents were like, it's just your grandma snoring. And she's like, okay. I'm a little kid.
And the second time the grandma's dead.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but that is one of the creepiest things. I couldn't imagine hearing that in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that'd be kind of creepy.
Pretty creepy. So here's another story. It says, I just found your show and love it so far. I guess we still have time to mess this up, Harper. I have a few stories and I've decided to share one that happened many years ago. I moved into the small town where I grew up to be closer to my grandmother, whose health was failing. Oh, it's two grandmother stories. I wasn't planning that. Just happened that way. The only apartment that was close by had one-bedroom apartments. I was a single mother, and my son was about 4 at the time. Since it was my only option, we moved in, and I set up my son's room in the only bedroom. I decided to sleep in the living room. One night, I was in bed. You stop that mess with me, girl. She is like, Harper's like looking at me through Zoom and she's got sunflower sunglasses on with, I'm assuming it's that army man in between, like sitting on top of your nose. Like, thanks for taking this podcast so seriously. You are crazy. You make my job so difficult.
I make your job better.
I try so hard to read a ghost story without cracking up. And then sometimes I just can't because she's just taunting me. Okay, kid. I don't even know where I was. I think I was like here. One night I was in bed and there was a street light near the window, so even in the dark, the room was dimly illuminated. I couldn't sleep and I had just turned over to see a small girl standing at the side of my bed. Ooh, that's creepy. Like waking up and seeing a child in your room who that doesn't belong to you?
Ooh. It's me.
Oh my God, Harper! Quit haunting me! So there was Harper standing by her bed, and she told me that she couldn't find her mommy. I couldn't understand how she got in, and I jumped up to check the front door. It was locked and chained. I turned around, and the little girl was gone. I checked the apartment and couldn't find a trace that she was ever even there. I shook this experience off, thinking that maybe I had fallen asleep briefly and it was all a dream. I never told anyone about it as I thought it to be a non-event. I'm going to jump in right here and tell you, if I saw a little girl standing by my bed in the middle of the night, the last thing I would go was, oh, that was a non-event. What would you do? Would it be a non-event or would it be, oh my God.
I'd probably call an exorcist.
Would you? You, but in the middle of the night, like, what would you do?
Holy water, say you don't, a prayer.
Like, because it's not like you have the exorcist phone number on your phone. You'd be like,
it's my emergency contact, actually.
Your emergency contact. Oh my God, at the doctor's office, emergency contact, exorcist. Don't call my sister, call the exorcist. Depending on, like, if I start laughing like Harper is right now, definitely call the exorcist. Okay, so it goes on. A few weeks later, I was cleaning the kitchen and my son was in his room playing. By the time I finished cleaning, I realized that my son had been quietly playing in his room for almost an hour. I quietly approached his door to peek in on him. He had his back to the door and he was playing with what I thought might be an imaginary friend. All of a sudden, he said, "No, she isn't. She's cleaning the kitchen." After saying this, he turned around and seemed shocked I was outside of his door. He smiled, saying, "Hi," turned back around and said, "You were right. She is standing right there." I thought this was odd, but I figured that he heard me approach his door. Later during dinner, I asked him what he'd been doing in his room earlier, and he told me he had made new friends. He never had imaginary friends before this day, so I decided to ask a little bit more about these, in quotes, friends. He told me one was a priest. He described an older gentleman named Father Bob. I found this strange, as I am an atheist and he had never been exposed to religion. Having worked from home before he was born, I was always around and never had used a sitter or knew of anyone that could have exposed him to any sort of religious figures like the Catholic priest he was describing. We, at that time, didn't even own a television. He then told me about the other friend, in quotes. It was a little girl. I had him describe this girl, and strangely, she sounded exactly like the little girl that I had seen weeks before. Then he told me that this Father Bob was trying to help the little girl because she was lost and couldn't find her mommy. At that point, there was no denying that there must be something more to this little girl than just a dream. I never saw the priest, nor did I see the little girl again. My son, however, spent hours daily playing with the two of them. I never felt anything malicious about them, nor did he say anything concerning when they would play. He did start quoting small scriptures and telling me stories in the Bible that Father Bob had brought up, at least that were safe for children and not pertaining to fire and brimstone. This was still very strange, as he had not been exposed to religion of any kind. After a year, a two-bedroom apartment became available and we had to move away. My son was very sad. He knew that he would no longer be able to play with his friends. He told me that he asked them to come with us, but told me that they declined. The little girl had yet to find her mother. The experience has always saddened me that this little girl is searching for her mom. At the time, I didn't know much about spirits, much less guiding them to the light. My son is now 18. He has no recollections of his experience with a girl or the priest. I only hope that after all of this time, the girl has found peace, her mother, or the light, and is now in a better place. Athena wrote that in. What do you think of that? Isn't that weird, though, that the kid has not been around any religion and then describes talking to a priest and is quoting scripture and Bible stories?
Yeah, and I honestly kind of want to know the history and what happened there.
I would, too. And it's interesting that the girl would be with this priest.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder why.
Is that a creepy sort of relationship? Is it he's watching over her? I like to think he's watching over her, but, you know, there's been lots of stories about priests, so I don't know. But mm-hmm. I don't know. That one is so creepy. Wouldn't that be the weirdest thing? Like, you know, if you had, like, it, you know, there was a little kid in your life and the kid's, like, telling you that he's playing with a priest and a little girl that you've seen in your room.
And I wonder, like, I'm sorry, but there's something so odd to me about, like, how the kid's with the priest and is trying to find its mother. And it almost makes me wonder, like, how did the kid die?
Exactly. And the kid doesn't seem to know that she's dead because she's, like, looking for her mom.
Yeah.
Which you would be. So it almost seems like it was sudden, or was she kidnapped, or what? And I'd be just like Athena. I would be hoping that little girl has found some kind of peace.
Yeah.
Just kind of, I don't know. That one is a creepy story. And I don't know how I'd feel about my kid playing with them, but then how do you stop it? Because they're imaginary. How do you explain that to a four-year-old kid? They're not real. You're really not playing anyone. Quit playing with the people you think are there. I don't know. You know, you'd have no control over that.
Honestly, I would just say sage the house.
Say, like, mountains of it. Like, bring in a huge bundle of it. Sage for weeks. So if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.